April 18th, the Valley's in for a real treat when three blockbuster stars of the classical world will be playing together. And it's a rare treat because they had to carve out some very special time to do this. And we're grateful to Ann-Sofie Mutter for carving out time out of her schedule to speak with us at KBOK. I think of you as a collaborator, you know, one of the great violinists of all time, but when I finally got to see you, it was with Lambert Orcus, and honestly, I was doing something else at Symphony Hall that day and happened to be backstage, and the two of you got off the plane, went to Symphony Hall, and were practicing as though this was something that you were going to do for the first time, and I thought, what dedication, what great playing they did together, and all the fun you had.
Yep.
Your most recent record, I think, is the Silver Album with Lambert Orcus.
Yes.
Any more plans to work with him?
Yes, we are actually having quite a challenging one again in front of us, which will happen in May. I have played last year in a club in Berlin where, you know, usually you don't hear classical music, but of course these concerts, these sets of 20 to 30 minutes played by a classical musician are announced in the internet, so people who go to the club know what they are in for and they are not shocked. And it was such an incredible experience to play for an audience which normally probably is not going to concerts. And they were so excitable and passionate and also quiet listening that I decided I wanted to probably do even a recording project, recording project out of that. And that, of course, involves also Lambert, because we will play pieces by Gershwin, by John Williams, by Claude Debussy, of course, bits and blurbs by Brahms. I will also record the Bach Double Concerto with three different co-soloists in the second fiddle. I will work with my own string ensemble, with scholars and ex-scholars of my foundation called Mutters Virtuosi, with which I actually just also last winter toured the U.S. So that's our next project together. It's Demi with Lambert, but it also has pieces with string ensemble.
I have to follow up and ask, did the people in the club know they were coming to hear you, or did they stumble in off the street and there you were?
I think most of them pretty much know, you know, what they are in for, so they are not too disappointed, or at least, you know, they are coming and they are prepared. I don't know how high the percentage is of people who stumble in. There also must be a few stumble in guests, so far, of course, you never know in a given evening, and I guess that's what the excitement is, to see how strong music, of course, you have to think, you know, quite seriously about the program. It's quite fascinating to see how strong music can actually, speak to people of all sorts of backgrounds.
Yeah. If you ever do that within 1,000 miles of Phoenix, I want to be there. So.
Okay. I'll let you know. I'll make sure that Dr. Shalton knows of that.
Your upcoming concert here in Scottsdale, at the Scottsdale Center, is a tour you're going with now.
A very small tour, yep.
And
very precious to, I guess, the three of us, because for me, it's for Jeffen Bronfman and myself, it's our first ever collaboration. We've never played together, neither as a duo nor as a trio, nor in the triple concerto, for example, which actually we will do together also with Lynn next year in Europe. But the trio thought, as I have played so much chamber music with Lynn over a quite extended period of my life with different pianists, with Lambert, of course, but also with Andre Previn, that is, like, musically speaking, like homecoming. But with Jeffim Bronfman, this is super exciting. I've admired him as a soloist for quite a while, and we have tried to pull these concerts off for a number of years, but it's so difficult to get the three of us, you know, at the same time on the same spot on the globe, that I particularly, I'm looking forward to making music with these two incredible colleagues, because it's a rare occasion, and it will certainly, I'm expecting explosions, fireworks, you know, just an incredible level of in-depth knowledge and passion.
How will, I'm surprised, I guess I didn't realize you had not worked with Bronfman before.
Nope.
I think of him, in fact, having seen him perform, as a genuinely giving musician, but a very funny guy, too. It seems like this must be great fun to get together with these two.
Yeah, I know him a little bit socially, and as I am such a fan of his, you know, I very often go to his concerts, mostly when he is in Europe, it's wonderful. It's not essentially necessary, but it is wonderful if you also admire one of your collaborators on a personal base. It just is great to get along off stage as well as on stage. It's an added plus.
When you say you tried to get this together for a long time, who was behind getting the three of you to do this?
Yeah, first, of course, the artists have to commit and want to do it. And then you have to find some man or woman in the middle who is talking to the various agents who are, you know, overlooking our bad doings, and hopefully one of them is sensible enough to get it all together. And I think it pretty much was Douglas Sheldon, actually. He's my agent for the United States, who made it possible, who just got everybody, you know, on the table and said, you know, these are the time frames where all three of them are possibly free for like 10 days, and let's make something wonderful out of that.
I didn't realize it was that short a tour.
It's a very short tour, but there's just not more time we can, you know, give to that project. And very often in life, of course, what has a very limited availability is to us particularly precious, because it will take years, other than the few dates we have in Europe next year, it will take many, many years for us, sadly, to play trios again together.
You mentioned having worked with Lynn Harrell before, and
yes.
Violinists, we know, you know, most people who love classical music can probably name 10 fiddle players they like, or, you know, 15 pianists.
Ha!
But on cellists, there's usually
room
for two people on that list, and too often Lynn Harrell is one of the great players, doesn't make that list. Tell me about collaborating with him.
Yeah. Oh, he is such an incredible colleague. I mean, sitting opposite of him and, first of all, watching his bow arm. I mean, this man has a ability, and I'm very much into bow arms. You know, my teacher was such a fabulous, fabulously well taught and thoughtful teacher. It's like a master class playing with Lynn. You know, I learned so much from him. His tone production, there are so many colors, the size of his sound, the colors he's able, the versatility, the knowledge he has about repertoire. I mean, it really, you can also tell in his background, as he has started, you know, playing in an orchestra before he became a soloist, his scope of knowledge of repertoire is second to none, really, because of that past. And of course, he's a great chamber music player as well. And he's a wonderful person and great fun to be with, as is Fima, by the way. So we'll have him. Great time.
This is one of those times I wish I could be backstage when you're practicing. I bet it's just great fun.
You should never mind backstage. Coming to a restaurant with us is also great fun.
I'll be there.
And well, we are going to celebrate Fima's birthday at the beginning of the tour. I'm looking forward to that, because it's going to be a surprise thing. And
very fun.
I hope you will like it.
Well, when you decide that the three of you have carved out some time, or you have these holes,
yep.
And then it comes down to repertoire, and you've chosen Beethoven and Tchaikovsky.
Yep.
How did this come up? Why these two?
It was over a discussion with, I think, when we had lunch after one of his concerts, Fima's concerts in Salzburg, 1 or 2 years ago. We were discussing repertoire, what we really wanted to play together, and the Tchaikovsky just was basically the first thing which both of us kind of blurted out. And then, you know, of course, we consulted with Lynn, and we all three agreed that we didn't want to lose time, and because we have so few concerts together, with repertoire which was not really the core and the pinnacle and the maximum of, you know, what you could find in piano repertoire. We were also very attracted to the fact that both pieces are written in memory of people of great significance in the composer's lives. In of course, as the title says, the Archduke trio, the Archduke Rudolf from Austria was a very prominent figure in Beethoven's life. He was a formidable pianist himself, and Beethoven has dedicated numerous works to him. And the loving quality of, you know, the portrait, which pretty much the trio is, of Archduke Rudolf, is a quality of Beethoven's writing which you find rarely in his scores. There's a tenderness and a kind of adoration towards his mentor, if you want to call Rudolf a mentor, which is unique. And the story behind the trio of Tchaikovsky is equally interesting because it is written in memory of his mentor Nikolai Rubinstein, who passed away, and which had then inspired him to write a piano trio, a form of chamber music which he had not considered, being worthwhile before that incident. And it's just a combination of the personal relationship to these two great men who made the composers feel inspired, and actually be inspired to such a degree that both pieces, particularly the Tchaikovsky one, is uniquely shaped in architecture. I mean, the sheer size and the amount of movements and the elaborateness of that particular trio is something you don't find again.
I'm glad to hear you talk about the intimacy of the Archduke trio, because it's so often talked about from his heroic period, and it is. It's such an intimate portrait and such a beautiful piece to play. You have two composers here, both who played the piano. Beethoven, of course, had played the violin as a young man or as a boy.
Yep.
Tchaikovsky acknowledged the difficulty with, if you're going to pair the piano with these two stringed instruments, he wasn't sure that would work, but he sure made it work.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you have to make it work. I mean, you also obviously need a pianist who leaves room for the string players, because you can easily get killed. I mean, it's such a voluminous and rich piano score that the balance is an issue, of course, even with, musicians of such huge caliber like Lynn. But that's what the brains are there for, and, the understanding of the score. So I don't see any problems arising there
in this
collaboration.
No, I don't either. Is the Tchaikovsky something you've had a chance to play very much?
Yes, I've played it with various cellists, mostly also with a very young generation of cellists, as well as scholars of my foundation and different pianists, including Lambert. And of course the Archduke. I mean, these are, central pieces of the repertoire. So by my age now, I better have played it. Having said that, there's still so much chamber music out there, which, shamefully, I have to admit, I haven't. So there's much to learn.
Well, I'm trying to think of, if you play these with younger students and other collaborators, when the three of you get together, have you had a chance to get together yet, or are you going to be doing that?
No, we haven't. We haven't worked on the program yet.
How do you anticipate
that
going?
But I'm sure we frantically work separate. At least I do, now that I'm back from the Oman and, had a study period before that. I have now an intense study period for another 8 days, and then I'll fly to Canada, and then we will scream and yell at each other.
I'm trying to imagine that. No, how do you, do you all get together and say, you know what I'd like to try is this? Or is it just, do you start?
No, we just play, and then, it starts with a tempo, and it'll be interesting. I mean, is there a wrong tempo? But yes, probably there can be a wrong tempo, but many tempi can work for a particular movement. It's all about the relationship between the movements and how you present it. I mean, what characteristic of the piece, which is so multi-layered, you want to highlight. And usually, you don't need to have musicological discussions over an extended period. You play, and there are things you address, and usually, because we are all very open-minded, someone says, I would like to try this or that. Then we try it, and then we decide if we think it works or it doesn't.
Well, we are so pleased that we made it onto your short tour, and I can tell you I have friends who've had tickets for, when they went on sale, they got them as quickly as they could, because it's such a rare treat to hear you all. But while I have you on the phone, and I've told you I wouldn't keep you very long, I just want to say thank you for all the great music making over the years and still to come.
That's very kind of you.
Our great pleasure to have you coming, and look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you.
Thank you.
I wish you a wonderful time and happy Easter in between this and the concert.
And the same to you.
Thank you very much.